Ham?
So I've been thinking about this for a while. Back in the control room, in the past, DJ and I, as we have similar music interests, we'll talk music. There are some songs, though, that we both enjoy talking about in the past where they are such bangers, but they would be considered SG, not conventional banger songs, but songs that, regardless of how they are, they go so hard. Non-traditional songs, essentially.
Just guilty pleasure songs. They're probably traditional songs that people know.
I mean, you'll recognize some of these songs, yeah. but not like, oh man, this song slaps. Like, this is an awesome song.
Yeah, or just songs from whenever you were 13 and you thought it was the pinnacle of rock music and you realize, man, that was extremely weak. But
quick spoiler, none of mine are rock.
Okay, mine are not either.
Okay, good.
Okay.
But
great.
I asked the four of us, myself, Monto, Deej, and CCR producer, if you had a top five, three songs that are so great you don't care if you're made fun of by your friends because you think they're awesome. So, I'll lead off with mine.
Here's your top five, three songs.
Did I say top five?
You said top five, three songs.
Originally it was top five, but for time, it's now three. Okay, so this is my first. This used to always play at my place of employment as I'm playing it now. This is Natasha Bedingfield. The song's called Love Like This.
Man, I don't even know if I've heard this.
She also did songs like Pocket Full of Sunshine, also a banger.
I know that song.
And Unwritten.
I know that one, but I don't know if I know this one.
This one, this might have just been exclusive to my place of employment.
Where did you work?
Home Goods. Hey, so they would just have like a rotation of songs for women, essentially.
Forever 21?
No. But they would have women-driven songs. And this one, awesome.
You found it has foot tapping?
Yes. This has Sean... Do you know who Sean Kingston is?
Yeah.
He's also in this song. He has like a part in it.
One of the few songs that features suicide pretty heavily.
Huh?
He had a song called Suicide. Sean Kingston.
I don't think this is that song.
Okay. Look it up.
So that's my number three if we're going 3-1 for banger songs. This one might shock you guys. So, background, I used to be on MySpace, like all of us.
Oh.
Remember when MySpace first put on, like, you could have a song attached to your profile?
Oh yeah.
This was my song attached to my profile, and I wondered, why am I not getting any ass in junior high? This is why. Tell me when you know who this is. Crank it.
I definitely know the song, but what's it called?
Do you know the artist?
The J-Lo?
It is J-Lo. Yeah, this is J-Lo's song. Get Right.
Yeah.
So when you logged onto my MySpace page, this song would pop up.
Why did you like this song so much?
I don't know. It goes real hard, though.
If you say so. I did not think whenever you said that you had guilty pleasure songs that J-Lo would enter the fray.
Yeah, she does.
Especially this one. I don't know why.
Man,
this
J-Lo
such
could
a weird
get it,
one.
Though. I don't know why.
It must mean a lot to her.
Also could have done Love Don't Cost a Thing or the song with Pitbull. Also bangers, but my number one banger song, my SG banger song, and this one will come as no shock to you guys, because I play this all the time as a return cut on the Hardline, and for anybody, is Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles. This song is way too good.
Great song.
The drums are amazing. It's super catchy. It was in a jewelry commercial or something like that.
White Chicks song is so good.
Yeah. Oh, this is in White Chicks? I've never seen that.
Yeah. Terry Crews is dancing, singing to it.
Okay. This song is awesome.
Yeah, I don't even know that people would give you a lot of crap for this one.
Yeah, this falls into the category where bros give each other the knowing nod. Yeah. And like, no, this is a force field song.
We all understand.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, that was my guilty pleasure list for songs that go way too hard. Who would like to go next?
Throw me that chord, Hammo. Throw me there. All right. I'll do mine
DJ's
real fast.
DJ's now here on the ticket. I thought you were emailing it to CeCe.
No. I didn't trust him.
Oh.
Sorry.
With the most simplest of tasks.
go number one. You don't... I like this song.
Yeah, this song's great.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Does anybody not like Dancing Queen? I feel like the fact that the Musers have kept it culturally relevant for a very long time as well, I think that's probably where I've heard it the most.
Gordon has.
Yeah.
I think that George and Craig hate it.
That's part of the fun, though.
Yeah.
Is their visceral reaction to it. Crank it.
So, I mean, I do like it, but it's not a song that I find myself doing this to.
I'm headbanging to this thing in my house. Not
just moshing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this song, but I primarily just use it as a punchline just for the opening part.
Oh, yeah.
For the piano.
Sure. All right. Number two. I'm going to dip into Ham's bag that he just opened.
Okay.
With Natasha Bedingfield.
Why?
Yes.
Because every time I hear this song, for a long time I just wondered, who is this angel singing this song? And this is just a great song.
It is.
Crank it. Crank it without you singing.
Are you in a Garnier Fruit Teas commercial?
I wish I was.
Dude, this song's great.
This is amazing.
EA approves of this one.
Just frolicking out in a garden somewhere.
Seriously,
with the sun.
Yeah.
Dude,
just
release your inner inhibition.
Yeah. It's okay, bud. Just be who you are. It's okay.
I'm just imagining you, you got Deftones going, then you're...
There's time for
other
both.
Rock, and then this song, yeah.
There's a time and place for all these songs.
Absolutely. All right, number three.
Gayin' Out with Your Boys is one.
What?
We started mid-song, so we can get to a crescendo here a little faster. Crank it. Life treats you kind, and I hope you have all you dreamed of. And I wish you joy and happiness. Sing it, girl.
Is this WH?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was Ruben Studdard.
It's not Ruben.
Sir? Wait for it.
Oh, okay. Good God.
Turn his mic off.
You still like it?
A little bit less.
I like that version of Ham right there.
Song gets me in the feels every time. I don't know what it is.
Why are you shaking your head
like
over there, Monty?
Song.
Don't look at your watch, jerk.
You don't think this is a good song?
No, it is a good song. No, I looked at my watch because I got a text. No, yeah, it's a great song. I honestly don't know that I've heard it all the way through. Like, I think I just know this part, really.
That's the money part.
The "and I" part.
I think that's what gets the most mileage.
Because it took me Dolly Parton.
It took me a little bit to realize what song it was. Once it slowed down right before the big hit, I realized, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want me to sing it for you again?
Please, I'd rather you didn't.
Please don't.
So we can not cause any more accidents. That'd be great. On the roadways. All right. I guess I'll give you mine here, and then we'll go to Connor. I know, DJ, you'll appreciate this one. Mine's in no order. I hope that's okay.
That's okay. Same.
No, you can't do that to me. I didn't do it to yours.
Who is this?
Are you kidding me?
I honestly don't know.
How do you not know who this is?
Don't do this bit again.
Yeah, this is tired.
No idea.
You did an entire biggest show coming to town bit on this band. This is Nickelback. This is Nickelback rock star.
Not Creed.
That's ZZ Top.
There's no way he still doesn't know the difference.
It's not that I don't know the difference. I don't know that I've heard this song ever.
Really?
It's not their most familiar song.
But it's pretty big. It's pretty big.
Let's see if I... Does it get to a chorus ever?
Oh, I gotta get past Chuck Liddell.
Oh, God. This sucks. You suck for liking this.
Well, we gotta hear him out.
I guess the trust tree just got hacked down by the two lumberjacks over there.
I'm saying we gotta hear you out.
I'm not defending.
Strike one.
Get over it.
All right, go ahead.
Get over it. I just got a call from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're putting me in with Nickelback.
Huh. Oh, that's
We're going in together. All right, my second one here. I'll go with this one. I had to narrow it down from five.
Bangers that you might be embarrassed about on the ticket.
Ooh, Gaga.
Never heard it before. No, I'm just kidding. This one I've heard.
This is Lady Gaga, Poker Face.
Yeah, I'll give you this one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
That sounds good.
Well, you have a knack for making me hate all my own music. You're really good at it. All right, so yeah, I like that one. That is Lady Gaga, Poker Face. You might just turn me off to music in general.
Music to radio to friendship.
Yeah,
I'm just sour on all of it.
I might just get into like, I don't know, Tongan throat music or something. Or Mongolian throat music. All right, my third one here. Apparently there's a beginning part.
I've seen Darius Rucker in a concert.
Was he with the rest of the Blowfish?
No, it was his solo thing. But he played this song. Shocker.
No way. No. Yeah, I can't believe it.
This is Hootie and the Blowfish, Only Want to Be With You. I don't like the sigh. Again, I don't feel like I'm getting a warm welcome here from my buds.
Song. I like this one.
I can only think of the ticket version of it, of the Danny version of this. So that's all I can...
Which is what again?
...picture. I can't even remember now.
Okay.
Put me on the
That's
spot.
All you remember, and I can't remember.
All right. I don't feel like I got a warm embrace from my bros there, but...
No, you're good on that one so far.
All right, Connor, save us here.
All right. These might be a little gayer.
Good.
Perfect.
It's about time.
This is a guilty pleasure because I heard it on Fortnite. It's a Fortnite dance.
Doja Cat? Say So is also a big one for me.
Yeah, I like Doja Cat.
When the chorus hits in this one, something else
opens up inside you.
Exactly.
What's his belt coming off?
This part.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got his little head bobbing in there. Yes. Having a good time.
Don't hate it. Oh.
You got a different reaction to your first song.
But if you saw me windows down jamming to this,
just join in.
Doing the hand dolphin?
Yeah, oh yeah. Hand dolphin.
Okay, next one comes from early 2000s pop radio.
Okay.
This is Nelly Furtado.
Yeah.
Man.
That's not the name of the song, right?
The amount of times I've listened to this song. This is Say It Right.
Man, Timbaland was awesome.
Is that who she's singing with here?
That's who made the beat. He's probably doing those background ads, yeah.
This also play at my place of employment all the time.
See that. And then my number one is probably, it actually might be the best song of all time.
Oh, ooh. Wow. Okay. Quite the claim.
Not subjective at all.
Eruption. Oh, this almost made my list.
I don't think these are SG at all.
Oh, these are awesome.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yo. Way better than Monty's list.
Or Dad definitely did not feel that way back in the day. Which one? Pick one. This one. Classic. Red from blind. Yeah. Okay, good. He got the censored version.
Yeah. Made sure to find the clean version.
I think Connor was just worried we'd make fun of him for liking female musicians.
You think that's what it is?
That's all my work.
They were all women. Yeah. Why are you all so afraid of liking women's music?
Okay, my If it was, if I had to pick a guy song, it'd be Bad Day by Daniel Powder.
Huh?
All right.
You remember that song?
Had a bad day.
Oh.
Oh.
See?
Oh, you lost, they lost you.
This is why I picked these songs.
Well, the point is not to get them to like it. The point is to showcase what makes you you. All right.
I hate all these songs now because of Ham.
There, yeah, Ham has definitely made me want to just swear off music forever. All right, there is a Ham Radio Guilty Pleasure songs or songs to pleasure yourself to.